Flip it.
Yep.
All right, it's Flip It today. Flip it. And guess who we have on the phone? Dr. Pond, are you there?
Flip it.
You sound pretty serious about this whole gig here.
Hey, I tell you what, Ron has big shoes to fill, so I'm just trying to hang in there until he comes back with us right here on 97.9 The Hill. He'll be back next week.
Does Nikki have on her trapeze outfit so that she can flip it on Friday?
As always. I don't wear anything else on Friday, just so you know. All right.
Oh, my. It beggars the imagination. All right. Fire away. What do you got?
All right. Our word today is degust. Degust.
Degust? Degust.
Yes. D-E.
Not degust. Not degust. Not the computer term, right? Okay.
Correct. Right, I'm going to spell it for you. It's D-E-G-U-S-T. Degust.
All right.
And it means to taste something carefully as to appreciate it fully.
Okay.
So if you go to a really nice restaurant this weekend and you have a nice steak that's cooked just perfectly, make sure you degust it.
Yeah. This would be related to a word like gusto, flavorful, full of happy tongue moments, that sort of thing, right?
Sure. That's... Why not? I'll give you that.
You will?
Yeah.
Even without a dictionary. That's a big prize. Degust. I love it. I love it.
Well, I'm glad. I hope you can use it over the weekend.
Well, I'm married to a great cook. Everybody knows that. So I won't have any. I won't have that much of a problem.
Excellent.
All right. You too, what are you up to this weekend? Anything you can talk about that doesn't involve criminal activity?
I'm going to hold down some furniture.
Yeah, mine's going to have some criminal activity, Dr. Pond, because I'm going to be listening to the Diamond Heels, and I'm hoping they steal home.
Hey, let's go Heels, yay Heels.
Absolutely.
Onward and upward.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, Nikki, that's a winner. Thanks.
You're welcome.